As Facebook officials continue to respond to criticism over the mishandling of member data, many users of the popular social media site continue to wonder what to do. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Garland Gilchrist II, Founding Executive Director, Center for Social Media Responsibility at the University of Michigan School of Information. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.
Do we even know how much of our personal information has been obtained by Facebook and what they're doing with it?
Well, it is hard as an individual to really wrap your arms around that. And that Facebook has, in recent days, tried to make some policy changes that should make it a little bit easier for people to see what information has been stored on the network. But it's a real question how many people are actually going to do that. And then even after you download it, like how much of it is actually understandable to you. So one of the big challenges here from an individual user perspective is it's difficult to know just how much information you shared. You know, you essentially signed a social contract when you joined one of these networks, and we really didn't have good tools or good sensibilities or the literacy to grasp what we were signing up for.
Are we to think that everything we put out there is fair game for Facebook to do with what they want?
Well, I think what's important to keep in mind is our relationship with the internet and with social media is constantly evolving. As these different companies have emerged and people have participated on them, we have been more willing, either knowingly or unknowingly, but we've been more willing to share more information about ourselves, share more content, share more opinion. And the companies that own and operate these platforms that this information is shared on, you know, they have in many cases written policies that enable them to do a great deal of things with it. And one of the issues here is that people were not necessarily aware that their content would be used in this manner. I think that's one of the reasons people have had such whiplash related to this Cambridge Analytica set of revelations, that they just didn't understand. Even if they knew Facebook had information about them, they didn't know that it could get to a third party in the way that it did here. They didn't understand how those pipes work. And so there is certainly a new set of understandings that need to come from us as media consumers. And I also think it's important that the companies that are handling this data and information, that they are more responsible with how they treat it and they're more transparent with making sure people know what's happening with their information.
Let's be honest, we all check the I agree thing after pages and pages of policy and information, and we really don't even know what we're agreeing to, do we? Does anyone read those?
Well, yeah, very few people do, and I think that's an opportunity for innovation, frankly. I think it's an opportunity to say, if in good faith, if we want people to understand what they're agreeing to, then we need to work hard, or companies need to work hard to present that in a way that's accessible and understandable to a layperson. And that can happen. You know, this is not the first time when something complicated needed to be made more simple so more people could access it. Like, this is a problem that's been solved in other realms. And there's no reason not to apply that same sort of creativity to solve this challenge if it's something that companies really care about.
Do you think there could be a benefit to us social media users to be a little more aware of what we're putting out there and where it could be going?
I think there is, for sure, a benefit to us being more aware and more media literate, so to speak. But that said, media literacy is not a complete solution. It's not your individual responsibility as a media consumer completely to change the media and information ecosystem for the better. The way that this information gets produced and distributed is something that sometimes is beyond our control, and these companies have opportunities to make that system make more sense. You know, when Facebook recommends, an algorithm recommends what shows up on your newsfeed and in what order. Algorithms recommend what links to show you that are related to other links. Those are opportunities for those companies and the engineers and designers to make choices to make the information ecosystem more healthy, not less healthy. And one of the reasons we created the Center for Social Media Responsibility is because we believe that there are ways to define responsibility and activate the research in this space to make those choices more evident to those companies and those decision makers.
Are you doing any research right now?
Well, we have a lot of really great faculty in the School of Information in Michigan who's been thinking about this actually for quite a while. This is not new stuff. So we have professors and researchers like Jared Budak, who has done a lot of research on how information flows through social networks, both online and offline networks, and has looked at ways to model and track how misinformation spreads differently than accurate information. And knowing that and being able to measure that very specifically, measure that in a quantitative fashion, can enable the engineers and product designers at a company like Facebook or a company like Twitter to be able to then optimize for the spread of information that's factually true and that isn't misinformation or things that have been designed on purpose to mislead people.
Do you think this is a case that Facebook has been obtaining all our information that we willingly share and then have been doing whatever they want to do with it to monetize it, and oops, they just suddenly got caught? Is it that basic?
I certainly think that this new level of visibility or this increased visibility, I think it's uncomfortable for them. They're like, you know, we were operating this business. Yeah, business has obviously been wildly successful in terms of growth. It's made a ton of money. One-third of the people on the planet use the platform and successful in all those measures. But that success, that success comes with a responsibility that I don't think that they had necessarily wrapped their heads around completely. And that's why you've seen a number of policy changes over the years, as Facebook, as an example, has gotten more understanding, either because they had to because of attention from the FTC or because of user outcry, that they had to change things for the better. And I think that's what we're looking at perhaps an unprecedented scale for a company with this amount of reach. I think that this really should be a reckoning or a call to question for us in terms of information sharing in general. I mean, a lot of companies know a lot about a lot of consumers. You know, your credit card company knows a lot about you. There was a pretty famous story from Target a few years ago that was using transactions that actually predicted a person becoming pregnant before their family even knew about it. That was years ago with less sophisticated technology. So I think as this evolves, our policies, our sensibilities, and the way these companies respond to this need to evolve along with it.
Do you have any advice for what Facebook users can do to protect their personal information at this point?
I think people should take advantage of the tools that Facebook has put out and will be putting out to give you more control over your information. I think it's important to be mindful of what you're sharing and at least try to read the first paragraph of what you're agreeing to rather than just blindly clicking accept. And then most importantly, I think it's important to, as a user, to do what you can to call the question to the platform companies that the companies that create these platforms you're using. They are accountable to you as you're providing data to them and they're providing you a service in return. You want that service to be something, one that you can trust, and they have a responsibility to deliver that to you as a consumer. And so accountability for these companies is important, and you as a consumer can do that.
All right, Garland Gilchrest, the second founding executive director, Center for Social Media Responsibility at the University of Michigan School of Information. Thank you for helping us figure this out. And will you come over and help me read the policy and explain it to me?
I'll send an expert.
All right, you are the expert. Thanks for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. Take care.